Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I am so glad to see all of your faces. It's a little brisk and cold outside, but it's always warm in here with the love of God and the love of one another. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're with us. If you're joining us online, it is good to be God's people together. As we start this new green season, it's not like that green and growing season after Pentecost. I like to compare this one myself to winter wheat. You know, you plant winter wheat sometime in November, but it needs a really good cold snap before it'll start to grow once it warms up. And so this is our little cold snap, but it's going to help our growing later on. And so it is good for us to be together. We've gathered this morning to add our voices to those giving praise and thanksgiving in worship. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, Mighty to Save. Let us rise and sing together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, our strength and our Redeemer, by your Spirit hold us forever, that through your grace we may worship you and faithfully serve you, follow you and joyfully find you. through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first lesson this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 49, beginning at the first verse. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God. And now the Lord says, Who formed me in the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. The word of the Lord. The second lesson comes from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning at the first verse. Paul, called to an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, our brother of Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the first chapter. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified to this, that this is the Son of God. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, Look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, What are you looking for? And they said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? And he said to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter, the gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. And how are you today? I'm glad. She can still hear us. Well, good morning. Good morning. How are you? You okay? And you're okay? All right. Come with me. You gotta see this. Come on. Right? This is one of the coolest things. This spot here is where all of our attention is focused. And what do we see here? but a cross. We come to church, we focus, we see the cross because it's on the cross that we see God loving us best. At our most vulnerable, Jesus becomes vulnerable and loves us. But then I take a step up, Come on, you can come up, because I want you to then look that way. You see that? You see all of those people there? That's the net coolest part about being in church, because all of those people, they're how we get to see God's love every day. Yes, we can look at the cross, but it's through the lives and the loves and the care that those people give us, that we give to those people. That's how we know God's love is real. So you see, we come and we focus on Jesus. Yes, indeed, but all of us together, we get to bring the love of God to the people around us, and they get to see that through us. Let's have a quick prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for living for us, for dying for us, for rising again for us. Stand beside us now. Send us into this congregation and into your world so we might love as you have shown us. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great day. Oh, to have that much energy again. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You've got to see this. Now, we've all heard that or something like that from all sorts of people about all sorts of things. Sometimes we've heard it about toys or gadgets or electronics. Oh, man, you've got to see this. Maybe it's a new car, or maybe it's just a car that's new to you. Maybe it's a new outfit or a new hairstyle. Maybe it's some new decorating you've done at your home. Or there's a great movie or a TV show or a Broadway play. But we want others to share our excitement and our enthusiasm. And so we say to them, come on, you've got to see this. In today's gospel reading, both John the Baptist and Jesus are saying the equivalent of, you've got to see this. John says it to his disciples when he says, look, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus says it to those people who ask him. And he says it to all of us when he says, come, come and see. Both John and Jesus share their excitement. Not about toys or clothes or cars or hairstyles. They share their excitement about God's love. And they want us to share that same enthusiasm. They want us to go out and say to everyone that we meet, you've got to see this. In the reading today, John the Baptist is the one who gets us started. John is just walking with some of his followers and he sees Jesus. And he tells them, behold, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is, John the Baptist is telling these disciples, look, see the love of God embodied in this one Jesus. And then between John the Baptist and John the Gospel writer, we are given all kinds of things to look at and to see. Because John the Baptist begins saying, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That image, Lamb of God, is a sacrificial image. All right? Lambs were one of those things used in sacrifice, but this isn't our lamb that we sacrifice to God. This is God's lamb who will be sacrificed to our need for violence, our need for destruction. And Jesus stands as a willing sacrifice. Jesus is willing to get into all the messiness of life, helping people who are left out and cast out and thrown out. Jesus is willing to stand beside us and take away the sin of the world. Behold, you've got to see this. John the Baptist goes on and says, it was Jesus upon whom the Holy Spirit descended. Jesus is the one who was baptized with the Holy Spirit. This wasn't a washing away of sin like our baptism is. But this was granting a new purpose for Jesus' life, giving a new drive for what Jesus was doing. The work of the Holy Spirit through Jesus is to provide for us God's love every day. John the Baptist also says this one is the Son of God. John is saying that there is an intimate connection between Jesus and the God that we all worship. It's not distant. It's not difficult. It's an intimate relationship. And that relationship is what Jesus shares with all of us through his life, through his service, through his care, through his giving, through his death and resurrection. John's disciples refer to Jesus as rabbi, that is teacher. They were wanting for Jesus to show them what God's love is all about, and Jesus stands there ready and waiting to teach us how that love of God works, how it works for us, but then also how it works through us, out to the world. We will never know how God's love works without Jesus, our teacher, because the love of God doesn't work as anything in the world does. And so we need our rabbi. And John's disciples point. And then Andrew goes to Peter and says, Jesus is Messiah, the anointed one, the chosen one, the Christ. Jesus is one chosen to do something special. He's the one for whom all of God's people have been waiting, because it is through this specialness of Jesus that God is saving us all. So John cries out, behold, look at this one. See how much God loves you and how much God loves all of us. John wants us all to see Jesus and to get excited about what it is that we see, to get excited about how we can now live in Jesus. This was John's purpose then. I believe it is still his purpose now. Point us to Christ. John's disciples take John seriously, and so they go and they see. They behold that Lamb of God. They go to Jesus and they ask him, where are you staying? Where are you staying? We want to see more. Jesus' answer to them is, come and see. You've got to see this. See, first off, Jesus takes those disciples seriously. They want to see where he abides. But Jesus doesn't just give them an address, 120 West Water Street, there we are. Jesus also does not give them a list of rules or a plan for their life or something that they've got to go out and do. What Jesus shows them is how he abides. Jesus actually shows them that he isn't really staying anywhere. They come and see, but then they keep moving. They discover that Jesus wasn't in one place doing just one thing. Jesus was always moving, healing, teaching, feeding. Jesus was listening, caring for, and changing lives. Where are you staying is their question. And Jesus' answer is that we should all of us come and see how God's love changes lives, how it changes the world. Behold, come and see. You gotta see this. These are all calls to us as well. They are also calls that we are invited to make to others. We are called to come and see our rabbi, the Lamb, the Son of God, the one who loves us and heals us all. But we are also called to show our Lord as well. We who have been touched by God's love now get to share that love that has changed our lives. The world out there is asking, where is Jesus? Where is God's love? And we are called to say, come and see, and then show them what that love can look like Carol did. Carol's a nurse. She still is, I think, but she was a nurse in a large hospital. And one day she was on her lunch break and had just paid for her food and was looking for some of her friends so she could go sit by and eat. But if she was looking, Carol noticed a woman sitting all alone at a table that could have held 8 or 10 people. The woman's head was bent low over her tray, her shoulders rounded. She looked like she was carrying the weight of the entire world. Carol looked, and there was something about that woman that touched her heart. And before she knew what she was doing, Carol went over and she asked that woman, can I join you? The woman merely nodded and then bent her head back over her tray. Carol was beginning to wonder what she was doing, because it looked like this woman just wanted to be left alone. But for whatever reason, Carol just couldn't do that. She had to do something, so she tried to start a conversation, but it was hard work. Harder than Carol had ever worked before to get someone to talk. Eventually, the woman began to open up. Her name was Barb, and she was there at the hospital because her husband, a young 55 years old, was dying of cancer. Both Barb and her husband had been only children. Their parents were all dead. They had never had children of their own. They didn't really have close friends or family. Barb had never even worked outside of the home. And so when her husband died, she wanted to die too because she would be all alone. Carol was overwhelmed by Barb's story. By the end of lunch, she had to get back to her floor to finish her shift, but she didn't want to leave Barb alone. And so they arranged to meet at the same table when Carol had a break that afternoon. That chance meeting over lunch set the pattern for the rest of Carol's work week. She and Barb would meet for lunch and then Carol's break. On her last day working that week, Carol knew that she had only this one last chance to be with this newfound friend. And so she came to Barb and she said, "I won't be here tomorrow, but I will be going to church with my family. Why don't you meet there?" Years later, Carol and Barb were reminiscing. Barb asked, "Do you remember that day when you sat by me in the cafeteria?" Carol nodded, and Barb went on. She said, "I saw something that day that I couldn't explain. I saw what could only be God's Spirit resting on you. I saw Jesus before me answering my prayer because at the time I was praying to die. But God sent me a reason to live." Carol showed by her life and her action what the love of God can look like. It wasn't fancy by any means. What Carol showed was that Barb was important to God. Carol also shared where Bob could find that love. In Carol's presence, but also in her invitation to church, she showed Barb where she, Carol, had found that love of God. Does Jesus just stay here in this place? No, but you can always find him here. Jesus is here with us right now, but Jesus is also out in the world. He is always moving, loving, touching, and changing lives. We get to show Jesus off in and through our lives and our kindness. So let's show the world what the love of God can look like. Let's go out to our friends and our neighbors and even total strangers and tell them, "You've got to see this." And then help them to see, feel, hear, and share the love of God. Amen. Please rise. In remembrance and celebration of our baptism, let us confess our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Put a new song in the mouth of your church. Inspire the baptized to tell of your faithfulness, sharing the good news of your salvation throughout the earth. Lord, in your mercy, the waters of baptism call us into life in the Spirit. Preserve the world's waters. Protect them from pollution. Support plants and animals who depend on them. Bring rain to places of drought. Guide us in protecting local waterways and in responding to devastating floods. Lord, in your mercy. In Jesus, you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Show your mercy to all nations. Direct leaders to do your will, filling governing bodies with righteousness. Equip judges with discernment and compassion. Lord, in your mercy, you incline your ear to all who cry to you. Draw near to individuals and communities suffering violence, injustice, illness, or poverty. Hide them in the shadow of your hand and make us signs of your faithfulness to all in need. Lord, in your mercy, God of healing and grace, there are many who need your presence and power. We pray for those who suffer illness and injury with accident and disease. We pray for these who are known to us, who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Bob, Sharon, Phyllis, Carol, Jack, Judith, John, Rhonda, Carol, Adrian, Logan, Jody, Andrea, John and Kathy, Emily, and Mike. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, and save us all. Lord, in your mercy, you are glorified in the servants you have called. With Martin Luther King Jr., give us bold trust in you. Even when it feels like a sharp sword or a polished arrow, give us courage to receive your call to repentance and racial justice. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for husbands and wives, mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters, that they may show the world what your love looks like and how we love each other. We pray especially for Andrew and Sherlyn May, married here, that they may live out the love they pledged before you so that others might be blessed. Lord, in your mercy, in every time and place you have sanctified your people, we praise you for the testimony of those who have died in faith. Strengthen us as we wait for the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, we bring to you our needs and hopes, O God, trusting your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom. Teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen, and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessing as you go into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.